look
right. Oh, okay.
So, right. So I work with this bride, right? And she definitely getting high. And I'm like,
at work?
I don't know about at work, but I think like after work, she's definitely, you know, going through things. So, but this is the wild shit though. So look, right, she is constantly showing pictures in her phone about, you know, how she used to look. Now imagine, okay, she's really short. So, and she'd be like, yeah, this back when I was 180 or something like that. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I can't wait to get back to my work. And I'm looking at her like, what you think stopping you from gaining weight? What are we talking about right now? Because if you don't think, I don't think you now.
But okay, listen. So not that my coworker is doing drugs, but she's like 100% a fucking alcoholic. Like
that should affect you though.
And then she says stuff in front of our supervisors. Like she said, we were talking about one of my coworkers that they took, you know, like Benadryl, NyQuil to help them go to sleep.
Sure.
And she goes, oh, I normally just drink vodka so I can go to sleep.
Oh my God.
She goes, but, you know, I'm out of vodka right now. I need to go buy me a new handle. And our supervisor was sitting right there. And she was like straight up talking with him and all of these other people that were there. And I just was like, I could see how uncomfortable he was with her comment. And I just was like, why would you say that? Mm-hmm. I would never say that. Mm-hmm. Even if it was true, I would never say that in front of my supervisor. And
you stop putting everybody in your business, man.
And she always talk about drinking. And the last time we all went out with some supervisors and other people and our whole entire like work group, she literally like was so drunk that she fell.
What does that say?
Like, she a straight up alcoholic. And I'd be like, ooh, pray for her.
It's her, man. I got this Janum question on, and it's a good little feeling. I like this.
You got a what?
I said I got this little boo Janum question on. And then it ain't even
like a relationship crush or like.
I'm talking about just afar. Like she just be somebody. I just be like, yeah, I like you.
Oh, I like the way you look and carry yourself.
Yeah. I don't even want to interrupt your life because I got shit going on with me. I'm trying to get my life right, but just know. I'm here for you.
I'm here for you. I don't have no crushes.
Really?
No, not like that. Like, I just think like people be weird.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm so focused on everything that's going on and how a lot of things are moving really fast that I kind of can't keep track of. That I'm like, I don't have time to like mentally be there.
I gotta finish doing this, man. Let me get my life right. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and me and him was talking, and he's in a relationship with a woman, right? And he's basically saying like, man, I feel fucked up because I feel that if me and her continue this relationship, mm-hmm. it'll hinder me from continuously doing what I dream of doing. And I said, well, is it that any woman would hinder you? He like, no, just her. And I'm like, well, why do you feel it's her? He was like, he don't like how he feel when he around her.
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying? He loses his drive. He loses his ambition. Mm-hmm. He just be laid up with her. And right. I'd be like, I understand that. But at the same time, if your woman is not pushing you or, you know, doing, maybe she not to be the one there. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get that 3-bedroom house with the picket fence with your girl and kids and, you know, you live that life, that's nothing wrong with that. You can do that. But if you striving for greatness and you think she not going to be down for that, hey, man.
That's a whole nother ball game. And I feel like, you know, sometimes like you want to be in a relationship.
Sure.
Or at least you want that like just intimacy. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes I feel like that. And then I look and then I'm like, Kira, you have 50 bajillion things going on. And you're like, what would I really like I would need a man who is equally as busy as I am.
Right. You ever get into your feels?
Like, text me, because like otherwise I wouldn't be able to, like, I couldn't handle somebody who would need a lot of attention or would want to give me a lot of attention. I love attention. But as of right now, my life is a little chaotic. My room is clean, so my mind's not chaotic. So that's good. But like, I don't know if I could like be in an actual give and take emotional relationship as of right now. Yeah.
You ever be in your feels about like, damn, I might do want a little boo-jang. And then you talk to one of your friends and they in a relationship, they be like, man, fuck these bitches, man. I'd be like, bro, what happened? Bro, I swear to God, bro, this bitch is, I'd be like, damn, you right, bro. Let me take my ass back to work and stack this money. Let me write some more jokes.
Let me dial it back.
Yeah, I was, you really turned me. You right. Let me go ahead and fall back.
Like, oh yeah, let me rethink life.
Yeah, but you know, that's pretty much all I had.
No, I get it though. Like, but yeah, no, I would just, yeah, I would need somebody who's like, either they need to be equally as busy or they need to be understanding of how busy I am.
And that's my problem where I get with a lot of women where it's like, all right, boom. You understand, you know what I do. You know what I'm trying to become.
Mm-hmm.
You can't then be in your feelings if you see me out doing me.
Yeah.
And if you want to come around, that's fine with that. But you don't. But you got to play your position and your part. Even if you get in your feelings, like, damn, like I came with you, I'm leaving with you. I take a picture with somebody. You can't get mad. You was a little close with that last one, man. What are we talking about?
But you know
what?
I think sometimes, I don't know who I've had this conversation with before. Maybe it was with an actual person or like by myself, I don't know. But I feel like that is how a lot of celebrities feel.
Mm.
Because, and why a lot of them date like the same three girls is because those same three girls or three men, like they understand the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So they understand the mentality, and sometimes it's really hard to date somebody who idolizes you.
Right. So understand.
It's like, it's like y'all gotta be, I get y'all wanna like marry these celebrity crushes that y'all got, but y'all also gotta be more realistic. You don't understand their life, and could you actually be understanding of their life? Same thing with people who wanna marry millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
You realize the type of lifestyle that they live.
Yeah, like, facts. You know what they did to get that? And to maintain it?
Right.
Sleepless nights. Coming in at 2 a.m.
Yeah, like, it's not always, like, you know, sugar plum and rainbows just because he or she has a whole bunch of money so they can throw money at you. Like,
yeah, facts.
Because there's only so much, like, throwing of whatever before you're like, I don't get this. I don't like this. But if you already understand, like, oh, I get it. Like, you are busy. I'm also busy. So, like, we're both busy. I still care about you, and I know you still love me. So, like, it's not a problem.
I can move stronger like that. I can see that mentality that say, like, when you have a good spouse, like, you can really take over the world. Because if you got somebody that's locked in with you, and like, look, you doing this, I'm doing mine. Like, we can... When we come together, we come together. When we grind it. But it's a, you know.
Right. Or that, yes, they're busy, but you also know that if you had a problem within your business, you can come to them as fresh eyes and they can help you.
Mm-hmm.
You can come to them and be like, yo, I have this crazy idea. Like, do I actually sound crazy or does it sound like something I can do? And then you explain it to them and they're like, no, you don't sound crazy. I think that you just need to tweak this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And then present it. You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people live short-sightedly. So they don't really, you know, they don't really think that far. Like, yeah, you need to live in the moment, but you also need to live in the future at the same time. It's really weird.
Or just live, man. Just live. Just live.
Yeah. Yeah. Just live. Just live. I might... Oh, I have to send this... I have to send my resume to this job. But I don't know. I'm gonna just do it. You know how, like, sometimes you just be like, I just need to do it just to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Whole fucking house is on fire. You're like, it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. We can fix it.
Okay. That's all my little...
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a lot of more Tidbit Tuesday. Like, I should, I really want to say it, but I don't want to say it unless it's being said to those who need to listen.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Like, the same girl that I was talking about that is a fucking alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Her ass also is like the outcast.
Mm.
In the sense that, like, she puts herself in this outcast position. Like, it's not like, it's not like nobody wants to be cool with her, but she does shit that makes you not want to be cool with her. Mm-hmm. And then instead of joining the group and being cool about joining the group, she'll like be off to the side and not want to be included. And you're just like, the fuck are you doing here? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Why are you here? Oh, I forgot to... I have to do this thing at work. Yeah. Yeah. So that's also a thing. So I think I'm going to have some more...
Yeah.
Titty bitties.
All right. I'm gone.
Okay. Bye-bye.